what this world can bring, 'cause you're so shut off in your sad little mind.
Cindy Louise, making it out here alive. Well, hopefully she will. Before that, Belinda Carlisle, We Want the Same Thing, and John Mellencamp with the Cherry Bomb. It is 7 o'clock. It is news time on Wild Coast Radio. Good morning. In your top stories, Good Party calls for action in the fight against HIV/AIDS. Action SA criticizes government over the Lily Mine incident, and stock theft is on the increase. The Good Party says it is concerned about government's lack of a plan to fight HIV/AIDS. It has now been 3 months since America cut funding for the HIV programs in countries that include South Africa. This cut in funding has resulted in the disruption of the provision of critical services to patients. 12 facilities that depend on funds have since closed down in South Africa. Good Party's National Youth Chairperson Caden Aguilera says the country cannot choose interaction in the fight against the virus. Action SA has again criticized the government for failing to retrieve the bodies of the Lily Mine victims in Mpumalanga. The party visited the families of the victims yesterday. The three victims were trapped and killed when a container office collapsed into the mine 9 years ago. Their remains have yet to be retrieved. The families claim that the government has blocked efforts of companies that offered to retrieve the remains. The Western Cape Department of Education says it is worried about the impact of taxi-related violence on learners. 6 people have been killed in taxi-related violence incidents in Cape Town since Sunday. According to the department, parents have since expressed concern about the safety of their children. Schools remain open, and the department says decisions to close schools will be made on a case-by-case basis. The department has called on parents to rely only on information from schools regarding possible school closures. The MEC for Health in Limpopo, Dikseng Mashego, says attacks on nurses will hinder the province's ability to provide uninterrupted healthcare services. This comes after an incident that took place on Monday when 5 armed robbers broke into the Mokoto clinic in Zebidilele. The invaders broke the clinic's fence and threatened the security guard with a gun. According to the MEC spokesperson Kapoldi Mokoi, the attackers stole 4 cell phones from the nurses and the security guard's gun. He says at no point, no one got injured during the incident. The agriculture industry analysts say stock theft is on the increase in South Africa. According to Stats South Africa, more than 61,000 goats were stolen during the 2024-25 financial year. More than 37,000 heads of cattle were stolen, followed by over 36,000 poultry. Analysts have called for enhanced collaboration between police and organized agriculture groups to stop the crime. And moving to international news, another journalist has been killed in Gaza. Reuters journalist Hassam Al-Masari is among the people killed after Israel fired at the Nasser hospital on Monday. The Jewish state's attacks have resulted in the deaths of many journalists in Gaza. Israel claims that some of the journalists were Hamas operatives. Reuters reports that 49-year-old Masri was an experienced cameraman who worked in dangerous situations and was popular among his colleagues in Gaza. Sports news. The Diamond League finals to be held in Zurich on Wednesday and Thursday, with special attention to Joanne van Dijk in the javelin and Prudence Sekhodzio in the 400 metres. Van Dijk recently threw 58.89 metres for a silver medal, although it was about 5 metres short of her personal best. However, Sekhodzio fell back on a wet track and finished 6th with a time of 1 minute 58.76 seconds. Other South Africans in action include Akani Simbine, by Yanda Walezwa and Sean Masurikani, while the team that heads to the World Championships in Tokyo. Financials: gold was selling at $3,382.39 a fine ounce, a barrel of Brent $66.74, a US dollar R17.63, the British pound R23.74, and the euro R20.51. A Bitcoin is currently $111,269.81. That's all for this bulletin. Next news at 8. Moving on, having a look to see what's happening weather-wise for one last time this morning, starting with severe weather alerts.